Astrologically speaking, this is a very powerful month, and it would be wise to take advantage of the opportunities that are before us. There's lots of changes to consider, lots of things going on, and as we look around and we see that opportunities for manifesting are upon us. And so that's what we're going to be speaking about today, the ability to manifest, but getting into the core of it, understanding our subconscious and how we can actually release things so that we can better create and manifest. So, welcome in, everyone. I am Reverend Dr. Edvige, and you are listening to Affirmations for Living. And it's absolutely my pleasure to be here and to give this information to you today. If you have any questions as we go over this material, I invite you to call in. And that number is 323-203-0815. Again, that's 323-203-0815. I want to thank all of my listeners, old listeners who've been with me since this started, to those new listeners listening today for the very first time. So, welcome in, everyone. It continues to be a creative time with lots of opportunities for beginnings and endings. But the main focus that will give you the most for your efforts is, for you and for me, the study and understanding of what manifesting is all about. So we have to understand it's about growth, change, elimination, study, breakthrough, expansion, balance, and alignment. So as we look at those things today, at the end of this hour, we're going to have a better understanding of what manifesting is all about. Why is one man sad and another man happy? Why is one man joyous and another prosperous and the other poor and miserable? Why is one man fearful and anxious and another full of faith and confidence? Why does one man have a beautiful, luxurious home while another man lives out of a meager existence in a slum? Think about these. Why is one woman happily married and her sister very unhappy and frustrated? Is there an answer to these questions and the workings of your conscious and your subconscious mind? Well, there most certainly is. The law of life is the law of belief, and belief could be summed up briefly as a thought in your mind. Remember this old saying from Master Teacher Jesus, as a man thinketh, so he is, correct? So as a man thinks, feels and believes, so is the condition of his mind, body, and circumstances. Think of that for a moment. Everyone desires health and happiness, security, peace of mind, true expression, right? But many fail to achieve clearly divine results. And why is that? Because of your belief. If you can't manifest it. And so that's definitely a big part of this idea of manifesting. You have to believe, right? You can bring into your life more power, more wealth, more health, more happiness, more joy by learning to contact and release the hidden power of your subconscious mind. You need not acquire this power because you already possess it. But you want to learn how to use it. You want to understand it so that you can apply it in all areas of your life because within your subconscious is the solution to every problem. More importantly, it is the cause for every effect. And you know, you always hear me talking about that as above, so below, as within, so without. So everything that's on the outside, you are creating it first and foremost internally. So we're really going to understand that and go over that today. Understanding how intentions work is another aspect of understanding manifesting. If you set an intention and you are clear and committed and certain about that intention without doubt, you send it into the quantum field and send it from your heart. The worst thing then you can do is start to, you know how we overthink things, and it's so very interesting because we will say, I want this red car, but, or I want a soulmate, or I want a spouse, but he needs to be 6 feet tall and he needs to drive this car and he needs to have this. And we start to place conditions. And so as you do that, you pretty much cancel it out. all of your experiences, events, conditions, and acts are the reactions of your subconscious mind to your thoughts. Remember, it's not the thing believed in, but the belief in your mind, which brings about the result. Cease believing in the false beliefs, opinions, superstitions, fears of mankind, and begin, honestly, begin to believe in the truths of life, which never change. And this truth comes from your relationship, right, with Creator, Source Energy. Then you will move onward, upward, and guess what? Godward as well. So, every action starts with a thought. This thought is what guides us and helps us and deals with life on its own terms. So really what we're going to be going over today is understanding the subconscious, because before we can really begin to manifest and create those things that we want, we have to understand the foundation of it. And the foundation of it is your subconscious, because it is what is running the show. Unfortunately, you're not consciously aware of that. And so we're going to get down to the core of your beliefs, the core of who you are, and start to delve into that aspect of self. And as we delve into that, then we're going to have a better understanding how we can bring it to the conscious level and then start to create and manifest those things that we want. So, very important. Alrighty, so when we have to make decisions, we use our faculty of the brain to think and reason about what we are facing so that we can come to some positive conclusion that is most beneficial to ourselves and, well, hopefully to those around us, right? Because we are a product of our environment. It doesn't matter what our station in life may be. We all use the same avenues, the same process that allows us to make decisions by what we experience, see, or hear. If we think bad thoughts, bad things happen to us. I mean, this is pretty obvious, right? If we think good thoughts, good things happen to us. Believe it or not, that's how we vibrate. That which you are a match to, you attract and you get. This way of thinking, we believe, comes from our consciousness. It dictates the way we think and reason about what has happened in our life and has directed or influenced us on the outcome that we see and we face on the outside. Now, this conscious level controls how we discern our surroundings at any given time. Now, did you know that the conscious level of the mind is only involved in what we perceive? The conscious mind only takes in what the eyeballs and your ears take in and initially deposit that information. However, the process doesn't end there, for another step is involved. And there is another level of the brain that has more control over your thoughts than the conscious level does. And of course, that's the subconscious. That's what we're talking about. So you're at a conscious level, you just look at something, and your eyes, your ears, your senses just take it in, and then it goes into the subconscious, and the subconscious then has to make sense of it so that you clarify and you understand what I'm talking about. The subconscious is what really processes our thoughts that come into our conscious mind. So think about this. The subconscious mind takes those thoughts and processes them for us to act on. The final process is then delivered to our conscious mind. So it goes back to the conscious mind in the form of feedback that we can interpret as thoughts. Isn't that interesting? And we just thought, you know, that you are looking at something, evaluating it consciously, making a choice about it, making a conclusion, right? Bringing a conclusion. And then that's it. But that's not how you work at all. So you eyeball something and it's like the computer and you just look at it. And then that information has to get processed. And so then it goes into the subconscious mind to get processed. And as it's processed, then it comes back to your conscious mind and you make a conclusion about it. Really fascinating when you think about it. So there's so much more going on. And that's why it's so important that we become conscious and get off this autopilot. Because if something's going in and it's awry and it doesn't look, feel, sense, right? And we take that false information and we put that false information in, then our subconscious, that's how we get falsely programmed, right? Because nowhere in there can it tell if it's real or faked or imagined or whatever. So it's so important that that's why we need to pay attention consciously to be aware. These thoughts also direct our emotions. As we can see, the thought process is very powerful. So when these thoughts come to our conscious mind, they may or may not be in harmony with our programming. You see, that programming, that's so important that we understand that. And I know, again, that's something that I'm always talking about, but it is who we are. We're programmed. So what is your core belief, right? And so programming that was ingrained into us when we were little ones, this is programming we received starting at the day of our birth. And so we may reject some thoughts because of our limited beliefs. And so your belief systems are going to make you accept or reject particular things as you consciously look at them. And then it goes into that subconscious. So then what exactly is the subconscious mind? Well, think of it as a computer. When you first purchase a computer, right, and of course, just recently I had all sorts of computer issues. I was trying to upgrade my megabytes, I think it's called, of, and I went from 3 to 10, and instead of them just switching over, they disconnected. And so I was disconnected from my server for a couple of days, and finally we got it up, and we're obviously working today. So it's very interesting, this computer thing. So you buy this computer, right? You have it in a box. You take it out the box. There comes the CPU. It's stored in the monitor, your keyboard, your mouse, your CD, your DVD drive. You get all these things, right? You get the picture, your hard drive. Everything's in its pretty new place. But there's one problem, though. Without the operating system, that computer is absolutely worthless, right? So the operating system is a set of written code or instructions, if you want to call it that, that controls all of the hardware on your system. So as soon as the operating system is installed on your computer, suddenly it works and you can now use it for whatever your purpose was when you bought it. So plus, of course, you know, you can always add more programming to it, right? You can increase the hard drive. You can do all sorts of things to it to improve the speed of it, the efficiency of it, add more bells and whistles to it. So you can always add to the programming. When you perform a task, you are doing it without thinking about what the computer is doing. However, the computer is constantly sending electronic signals back and forth just so you can use that software. You are not conscious of it, right? But there's all sorts of things going on behind the scenes. Well, the mind works the same way. You have the conscious mind, which, as I stated before, is our current state of awareness. This is where we receive images and hear sounds that are interpreted as thoughts in our consciousness. If you compare the conscious to the computer, the conscious would be a text editor. You bring it up on your screen and you start typing a document. As we type the words on the screen, we are constantly making decisions as to what to say, right? Like right now, I'm deciding what words I'm going to use to fully express what I'm trying to get forth. If the format is right, the spelling is correct, etc., you get it. In the brain, our conscious is the decision maker to a degree. It takes in all of our input and tells the subconscious when to go to work to process that input. After the subconscious mind does what it needs to do, the conscious mind reacts to the results of the subconscious mind and produces then, it decides what to do next and feeds that information to the subconscious for processing. So now think about this. What does that say? That says that pretty much my subconscious is running the show. So 90% of every experience I'm experiencing, the result is already predetermined through the information that has been stored within my subconscious. So if you compare your subconscious mind to the computer, it is the operating system. It contains all of our memories, our habits, our beliefs, our personality, and more. The subconscious mind also controls the body. It will store information and act on it. The subconscious acts on whatever it is given by using predefined instructions, just as that operating system does on your computer. That basically tells it what to do and how to do it. Okay. Of course, the body itself is the output of the computer or the screen. It responds to the programming by doing or reacting to what was intended by the subconscious mind. And what is awesome about this whole process or this endeavor is that it's all done automatically. Think about it. Do you have to consciously think about breathing? Well, you can actually stop, focus on your breath, right? You can hold your breath. If you run, you'll start to breathe a lot faster. But when you relax and let go, it's subconscious. You don't have to give it any thought, any effort. Same thing with that heartbeat. Your heart is beating. You can stop, become conscious that you have a heartbeat, right? You can tune into it. You can actually go into the tiny space of your heart and feel your heart. But it's beating whether you think about it or not. And so these are the differences. Some of these things just happen. They're automatic. Therefore, the mind has two areas of functions, the conscious and the subconscious. Without these, we would be like a computer without an operating system, a box of hardware that does absolutely nothing. And this is why conditioning or feeding the subconscious mind the correct input is vital. And it's vital to the idea of manifesting. And that takes us back to, of course, what we're talking about today. And so that's why it's so important that you understand the hardwiring that you have, that we are. So think about it. If you had a bad experience at some point in your life, okay, whether it be a relationship or a lousy job, I mean, you know, we've had all sorts of experiences, right? Your conscious mind will take that as input and send that input to your subconscious mind for processing. Wow, think about that. So now this is down in your subconscious, right? And the next time you come close to having a similar experience, it's going to pop right up because the subconscious thinks it knows what to do. The result is that bad experience will stay locked up in your memory bank for later recall. So when you face that same or similar experience later, unfortunately, if it's not a good experience, the subconscious automatically retrieves the memory so you can feel the same sensations you did previously. And this truly is false programming at its best. And so, you know, you wonder why, and I do spiritual life coaching, I do coaching, and it's so interesting when people are going from one bad relationship to the next relationship to the next relationship, and they can't wonder why they keep having the same sort of outcome to these relationships. And it's like, well, what would be the one point that is prevalent in all instances? And it would be that person and their subconscious mind and their false programming. And so that's what happens if you keep getting the same sort of rut. You know, you go from one job to the next job and you're fired from this job and you're like, well, I don't know why I keep getting fired, or I don't know why I keep finding people that don't like me, or I don't know why I can't meet Mr. Right. I don't know why. Well, it's because that's what's programmed in your subconscious mind. And so your subconscious runs the show 90%. Right? Everything that we're experiencing is going to be based 90% of the time on what's programmed in our subconscious. Now, not everyone knows that there is a non-physical barrier that lies between our conscious and subconscious that works to prevent anything from reaching our subconscious mind that is not in harmony with what our previous programming was. This can be a good thing, for it protects us from any negative thoughts or prevents any unknown or unwanted thoughts from entering into our subconscious mind. If this area of our brain is designed to prevent unwanted thoughts from entering our subconscious, then how on earth did we get programmed in the beginning? Well, that's an interesting thing. Because then once you get programmed, it's the programming. And so if now I'm like, well, I want $1 million, but my programming says you can only have $100,000, that's your value, then all the affirming in the world isn't going to create that $1 million. So if there is something in us that says, well, you're not supposed to take in the negative, then what happens in this programming that we got stuck with these lack and limitation to begin with? So let's take a look at this to see how this was possible. And when we examine programming, we find that there are four different types of programming and ways that we have been programmed. And these types we're going to go through. The first is genetic. So you see, this happened before you ever came along. And that's how come you can get programmed. Hold on one second. Excuse me. And so the first is genetic. It's part of your heritage. It is programming that comes from our genes, right? This includes how our bodies function, our personality, the talents we develop. And so think about it. It's in your genes. So what your father believed about money, guess what? It's going to, a large percent of the time, be passed on to you. It's what the Bible says, the sins of our fathers. It had nothing to do with sins. It had to do with these attributes or their lack of, depending on what they are, right? And so, a predisposition towards an illness or a personality trait, or look at our body type, right? I mean, clearly, do you have the same body type as your mother? So these things are carried forth in our genes. And so we really don't have a whole lot of control over that because we're born with those traits. And so that's where the first one comes from. And so you could understand that if your grandparents lived through the Depression, their idea of money, right, definitely is not the same principle that we have for money today. Unfortunately, it's carried through genetically. And so those are issues that you'll have to overcome. And we can actually go into our subconscious mind. We can go through different layers and we can reprogram ourselves. So that's what's wonderful about this. We don't have to be stuck in any of this. These blocks can definitely be removed. So the second type of programming involves our environment. And I said this earlier, just a little bit about our environment, right? This is what we learn as we grow up, including our name, our sense of who we are and what we are about, how to read and write, how to dress, how to keep ourselves clean, eventually how to drive when we get old enough, how to get along with other people around us and more. Even to the point of, you know, if you go into a room and there's someone who is really negative there, this is really important. Think about this. If there's someone who's really negative there in that room and, oh my goodness, they're just going on and on and on and on and on, don't they pull you down and you find yourself drained? You found yourself feeling depressed? Well, because you're a product of your environment. On the other side of that token, if you go into a room and there's this person who's just full of love and joy and happy, and she's captivating or he's captivating, and everyone wants to have a conversation with that person, and you have a conversation with them, don't you feel the energy, that positive energy, and you're uplifted and you leave feeling good about yourself? That's a product of your environment. And so that's why I say it's so important to be aware of that. And as we're doing this work, as we're doing these processes to really manifest the life that we want, as we're doing these processes to wake up, to expand on this path of light, truly to step into our divine light of who we are, it's so important that we move towards the positive and we move away from the negative, because that negative can hold us down. That negative is so deep in energy and so heavy that it pulls and weighs. And so even, you know, when we're talking about words and the use of those words, think about it. If I say the word can't, it's so much heavier in density than certainly I can, right? And so if we understand this thing about vibration, then that word can't weighs me down, and then it's going out and it's going to return to me everything that I can't do. But if I use a word like certainly, it's uplifting, it's lighter, it's going to go out and I'm going to feel good about it. And then certainly I will succeed. So as we understand this thing about manifesting, we have to understand the choice of words, and they need to be phrased and formed in the positive, in the affirmative, and in the now. And we'll go over that a little bit in a minute. So the programming received from our environment also includes what we've learned from our parents, TV, the movies, our peers, our teachers, that, you know, books that we read, what we are told from others, commercials on television and radio. Anything that originates in the environment has to do with this type of programming. And I mean, that's just so critical that we pay attention then to what we watch on television. And, you know, I know you've heard me say that before, but I cannot repeat it enough. What are you watching on TV? What are you allowing to resonate and stick with you? What are you paying attention to? What are you giving energy to? You know, don't watch the news. All of these things are designed to lower your vibration. And if your vibration is lowered and you know that you're a manifester, so get this, you are a manifester right here and now. Whether you're manifesting what you like or you're manifesting what you don't like, you are creating it. So the more you listen to negative Nancy type things, right, the more you listen to things that are low, telling you that there's scarcity, telling you that you need to be fearful, which is a direct opposite of love, by the way, is fear. So the more you allow these false things to come in and you vibrate to those things, then you continue to manifest everything that you don't want. So it's that important that we really begin to pay attention to what we're thinking and what we're watching, what we're listening to, so that we're uplifted, because we are a product of our environment, right? So it's really important that we understand that. And then we have this thing called the mass mind. Now, this type of programming is really interesting, and you don't very often, well, you really don't hear anything about it, actually. It's, well, we can call it the mass mind or the race mind, right? And so certain people will call it. Some call it human race consciousness. And what's interesting about this type of programming, we absorb it without even knowing it, and includes the beliefs and attitudes that we have about our family, our country, our culture, our ethnic background, and our socioeconomic status in life. The reason this type of programming is hardly ever discussed is because we don't even realize that it is programming, right? We think it's just a way we run our lives, and we accept it that way. Subconscious programming is not done simply by thoughts that are repeated over and over on a consistent basis. Instead, it involves neurological patterns that occur within our cellular structure. And since our bodies are made up of millions of cells, whatever is in our subconscious mind can affect our health for good or for bad. That's why it's so important that we try to live our lives in love. So think about this. Even the idea of our race and one race being better than another, right? Or one religion being the chosen people. All of these ideas are false programming, because when you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, guess what? God, creator, source energy, whatever name you want for the energy that is this universal energy of God, whatever name, doesn't matter, created all. All are in the image and likeness. And it's because we look at our heart, we look at in the interior of who we are. The outside vessel means absolutely nothing. We are spiritual beings. That's our divinity. That's our connection to source. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And this experience we need not take so seriously. You know, when things happen and say you put a label on it and okay, you say it's negative, it's just an event. It means absolutely nothing. You grow from it. You learn from it and you let it go. But we take on these things and we wear them like badges of honor, and then we allow these things to define us, and these things do not define us. My race does not define me. Your race does not define you. Your socioeconomic status does not define you. Your education does not define you. Your light defines you. And so we really have to get out of this idea of all of this programming, you know, on all of these levels. And finally, The other level is our past lives. Now, and this is so interesting because people tend to forget that we are definitely multidimensional, right? And when I say multidimensional, there's so many different aspects to that. And, I shared with you that I'm writing a book. You're not crazy, you're awakening. And I have a chapter on this idea that we are multidimensional beings. And really, there's so many different aspects to that because there is us at this physical level, at the non-physical level, different parallel existences, dealing with our subtle bodies. And so dealing with our past lives, and some would believe that our past, our future, and our present are all happening at the same time. I'm not quite sure if I can even grasp that concept, but I'm like, okay, I'm open. I'm open to the truth, however the truth shows up. And so understand that we have these past lives. And so if you are in this present existence, experiencing this thing called lack and limitation, or poverty, for example, perhaps in a previous life, and you can't figure out why, right? Because you think you have a healthy relationship with money, right? What if you took a vow of poverty? Because I was actually a nun and monks and priestesses in many, 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 many lifetimes, more than I can actually go over with you. And I took a vow of poverty. And so understanding that I'm a multidimensional being and understanding that my spirit, my soul is eternal. It's just this vessel that's gonna die away, right? Then if that spirit just, okay, moves into the next vessel and starts the process of school again, expansion and learning again, then all of those things, if genetically it's carried through, wouldn't it also be carried through from past lives? And so, yeah, if I took a vow of poverty or if I took a vow of chastity or if I did whatever, that's going to be carried through to this lifetime. So all of these things then have to be addressed. And when you think about it like that, you're like, wow, it's no wonder my life is the way it is. Well, it's not. Well, it's the subconscious, right? And the subconscious is holding all of these things. And so it's really important that we begin to ask our higher self, ask ourselves to reveal these things in an easy, loving way that I can then release them. And that's an important step, especially this month, if we are to, in as astrologically speaking, become really powerful manifestors, we have to clear away some of these blocks, okay? Changing our programming involves many series of steps. The main point to remember here, though, is that our cellular level has to change if we want our bodies and our lives to change. So, there are two ways in which we can reprogram ourselves. The first way is what scientists call the quantum leap method. This is when you get a conscious awareness of some extreme event that literally changes your thoughts and attitudes. An example of a change like this could be when someone has been diagnosed with a fatal disease and knows he or she will die in a certain time. But suddenly, a miracle occurs and the person is cured of the disease. Right? Wow. Yeah, that definitely is going to change you. The other way to program or reprogram our mind is through repetition and reinforcement. It's not just a matter of saying a word or a phrase over and over and over again. And I have my website, Affirmations for Living, when there's a lot more on there than just affirmations, but affirmations are powerful tools in the reprogramming process. But you must perform some technique that will break the barrier that prevents certain thoughts or signals from gaining entry into the subconscious area. This area is very strong and impermeable. It's like using a hammer on a cement block. If you strike it enough times, you'll chip away at it. So too with the brain. You have to feed it a lot of continuous thoughts that basically repeat the same words or phrases over and over again. Every step in the process may seem intimidating to you at first because you have held your beliefs for so long, right? They're so deeply seated, but change can occur. Developing your understanding of the power of the mind starts with of course, a couple of universal laws. So we have to understand setting our intention and then putting attention to it. But the attention that we give to it needs to be positive. As soon as it turns negative, because it didn't get here soon enough. You know, I'm going to give an example, because I was sharing what I was going to talk about with my husband, and he said give his story as an example. And, you know, my husband trains professional fighters, and he also is a cut man for the UFC. And this past weekend, his heavyweight, Berman, had a major fight in LA on HBO, and he won. Yay. And so you would say, well, how did that happen? You know, and when I was talking about manifesting with him, he said, share his story. Well, he's made about 9 or 10 world champions over the years, and they were lightweights and, you know, all different weights and belts and all that kind of stuff. And when he first started training Berman, he said, I want to experience having a heavyweight champion of the world with a WBC belt. And he left it alone. And he just, whenever he thinks about it, this is what I want to experience. And he would just move about training him, you know, having all the different fights that they've had over these last 8 years. And he would continue to vibrate that. I've had this champion. I've had this champion in this weight. Now, universe, I want to experience having a heavyweight. And guess what? He won. And you see, you can't put time constraints on it, because you have to just ask what it is that you desire, and then allow the universe to bend, fold, and mold and bring it to you how best you can receive it. And that's so important, that we just stay in the vibration of, I asked for it, I know it's coming, and it will show up when it shows up. And that's okay. But the moment you say, well, it's not getting here fast enough, well, I need it to look like this, and he better have this car, and he better, you know, have this much money and all of these things, and we start to place all these conditions on things, we cancel it out. You see, because we have to be in harmony with the universe. We have to be in harmony. And as soon as you contradict what you're wanting, then you cancel it out. So it's so important that you stay in harmony with it and think of it on a positive way. Every time you think about it, you have to be positive. And of course, it doesn't have to take 8 years to get anything. It takes whatever it takes. We have to get out of this idea of this linear time, right? The more you can vibrate to it, the sooner it can come. So developing your understanding of the power of the mind starts knowing two laws. And there are so many more. You know, you've heard me say too, there are like 50 universal laws. And one of these days I'll actually have, the next time I think I do my show without a guest, I'll go over some of the universal laws, because there's just so many. And they all interplay with each other, which is just so fascinating. So two laws that I want to go over today, and a lot of you are familiar with them, but it's important that you understand in this manifesting thing how they work. And it's the law of vibration, right? Because you've been hearing me use that word a lot, and the law of attraction. And I'm sure you're familiar with them to a sense. So the law of vibration is this. It states that everything in the universe, no matter what it may be, is energy. Even God. God is pure, loving, light energy that's in, through, and all as all. It's right? We can say Father, Mother, God, because it's divine feminine and it's divine masculine. And we can use the word God. We can say whatever we want, but it's this pure positive energy that's flowing constantly. It doesn't judge. It's just this loving energy. So you're either tapped into it, right? You're going with the flow of it, or you're not. It's your choice. God isn't going to make anything happen to you, because you have free will. So you're either vibrating to what you desire, or you're not vibrating to it. And you could be vibrating to stuff that you don't even want, because you don't know that through your intention, you can create what you want. So you're creating the lack of, because that's what you're vibrating to. So understanding this, no matter what it may be, it is energy. Energy makes up the entire universe. You place a particle under a very powerful microscope and you'll see molecules. These molecules are in constant state of movement, right? If you looked inside a molecule, now hear this, because this is just so fascinating to me. If you looked inside a molecule, we would see an atom. And inside this atom, you would find a proton. And in the center, with an electron circling around it. So think about that. Atom is proton, electron. What is that? That makes up carbon, by the way. And that's what that 666 in the Bible is all about. It's not the number for the beast, unless you want to call the beast the man, because it's what makes carbon. And we are carbon-based. 666, 6 protons, 6 electrons, 6 neutrons. That's what makes us up. We are, in fact, moving into a crystalline state, but that's what we've been. So understand that. And this is energy. It is energy vibrating. Everything vibrates at different rates or speeds. When the vibration is within our ability of frequency range, we can hear it or see the vibrating source of the energy. Pretty simple. If it's vibrating at a frequency too high, you can't see it, can you? But understand that, you know, as we're talking about being multidimensional, right? The astral plane, the fourth dimension, it's right there. And if you could but tweak your frequency, like some psychics and some clairvoyants and some people who have the abilities to do so, like when I go into the altered state, we tweak our frequency and now we can see the other dimensions. And so it's about understanding that we're just nothing but energy and frequencies. And the more you meditate, the more you let go of those blocks and release, and the more you embrace this idea of love, loving all as all, then the more you raise your frequency and you raise your vibration and you get to experience those things as well. Because we were created by God, this higher power vibrates through all. And since we are a part of this creation of or consciousness, we are all also energy in the form of a body. We vibrate like anything else. Every part of us is a vibration, including our thoughts and sounds. Light is also vibrating. Now, interesting thing about the understanding the vibrating, it is what makes things manifest. And I'll share a quick story because I'm actually running out of time. I was given the will of the I Am Presence. And when in that altered state, right? Remember, raise our vibration as I'm sleeping, wake up, go into this altered state. And literally as this experience, and you have to wait for my book. It's coming out. You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. Because it shares all of these different experiences that I've had and the purpose of even having them. And so I was given this energy called the will of the I Am. And as they were my guides, when I say they, my guides, explaining to me how this works, they had me say, I am love, I am light, I am love, I am light. And I just said it under my breath to myself. I'm laying there in bed about 4:30 in the morning. And my whole body starts to move up and down on this ripple, on this wave of energy vibrating. And then I would stop saying that and my body would be still. And then I would start saying it again and my body would start to move up and down on this sound wave, right? And I said, okay, well, what does any of this mean? And so they shared with me that it is the energy that makes all things manifest. It's the will. It's the energy behind the I Am Presence. And so all things are energy. Your will is energy. Your intention is energy. Everything is energy. And it has to vibrate to love, to light, to make it manifest. And it comes, I mean, it's just so amazing and so powerful. So it's understanding that this is all so relatable when you get it. So we will be able to attract whatever the vibration points to. But our thoughts, which go back to our conscious and subconscious, must vibrate in tune to the universe for us to achieve what we wish. This is why we must monitor our thoughts within our conscious and subconscious so as to make sure All input is in vibration or harmony with the universe. And that is what I said. I am love. I am light. I am love. I am light. You see? And that's how God, that's how source energy vibrates. It's the energy, it's the frequency of love. And when you vibrate to love and you're in harmony, then you can create and manifest from this space of love. Does it make sense? So then the other law, which of course everyone has heard about already, it's that law of attraction, right? So just as we have the law of vibration, we also have this law. This law of attraction is a universal law, like everyone knows, that states that there is a cause and an effect to everything we think and do. So again, what I'm experiencing on the outside is because it's what I created on the inside, and that's the cause and effect. And if you do not like what you are experiencing, it's because that's what you are what? Vibrating to. Change your vibration, become in harmony with the universe, change what the experience and the effect is. If you think about a particular thing, you end up getting it. Just as it's important to learn about the law of vibration, you must also learn about the law of attraction. If you want to learn how to attract anything you desire, you need to set up an attraction for it. And to do this, you must make sure your thoughts within your subconscious mind are geared toward what you are trying to attract. And if they aren't, you won't get it. Instead, you will get what you don't want because your subconscious mind thought it. The law of attraction is something that exists apart from you. So whether you believe in any of this or not, it doesn't really matter. It's working for you. That's why you're getting what you don't want. It exists and therefore it is. The law of attraction is a universal law that never, ever, ever goes away. You can control it to some degree by what you vibrate to, by what your thoughts are. And then by going into your subconscious and by clearing those things that are not serving you, those core beliefs that you have been programmed with. And so I invite you to, if you need more clarity, to contact me because you know I do coaching and we can remove those blocks. There's lots of different ways of doing that. You can just continue to affirm, visualize, pray. All of these things will help to transmute and to remove blocks. Or you can do something like EFT tapping, the violet flame. There's lots and lots of ways that you can remove these blocks. Very interesting because I know that a couple of weeks ago, you know, my higher self is always working with me. And I woke up in the middle of the night and it was interesting. I was thinking about bills and different things. And I don't know why it came up, but obviously it was something that my higher self needed me to address the core of. And so it came out that, you know, they were showing me experiences that I had as a child. And what it came down to was a core belief of not enough. And very interesting. And so they showed me in my life where I experienced this, and literally I was about 15 years old, and don't want to go into details because it's too much and don't have enough time. But I was 15 years old and I was sitting there and I was experiencing this idea of not having enough. Well, they just guided me to say what no longer serves me, what I experienced this of not having enough when I was 15, I can transmute it, transcend it, cancel it out in all time space continuums and all dimensions and realities now. And so I was actually able to cancel it out because it was a false programming, because in reality there was more than enough. But me as a child, I took an event in and it changed and it programmed me. And so we have lots of tools that we can use to reprogram ourselves and to release these blocks. So I invite you to go to my site, affirmationsforliving.net. And if you'd like to get one-on-one coaching, contact me. I can do that via Skype, over the telephone, or in person. Also, if you haven't already gotten my app, download my app. It's called Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D. It's a free app on all smartphones. And you can listen to the show on the go. And you can find out all sorts of things where I'm teaching and that kind of stuff. And I'm going to have a wonderful new webinar starting shortly, so stay tuned for that. Actually, there are going to be a couple coming out. Right now, I'm finishing up Raising Your Consciousness. It has been phenomenal and just a pleasure doing that. I'm going to repeat it again in the month of June, so I'm going to tweak it and offer that again. And I'm also going to be offering another webinar because you're not crazy, you're awakening, and we're going to really get into the details of all of these ideas and concepts of our multidimensional selves. And so until next time, I want you to stay blessed, be safe, much love to all. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.